Fresh asphalt paves the way in southern Lebanon for Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. The work is being done by the Iranian Aid Committee to reconstruct Lebanon, established right after the 2006 Israel-Hezbollah war, as Iran continues efforts to cement its standing in the region. The town of Bint Jbeil, a Hezbollah stronghold, was the scene of some of the fiercest Israeli bombing. Residents say that about 90% of the town was reduced to rubble. Bint Jbeil is being rebuilt largely with money from Qatar and Iran, and there is much praise for the Iranian president.
What he's done for this country is amazing. The bridges, the roads, and the financial aid. My house burnt down. I got paid an amount for my furniture. You know, they made up for my loss.
A short distance away, work on the stadium where Ahmadinejad is expected to make a speech. This project also funded by Iran, one of Hezbollah's main financial backers. Hezbollah has been branded a terrorist organization by the U.S. and Israel, but at the same time heroes and protectors in the eyes of others, especially among most residents of Lebanon's predominantly Shia south. The U.S., Israel, and some here in Lebanon have spoken out against Ahmadinejad's visit. Afif Bezzi, the mayor of Bint Jbeil, is angered by the criticism. Lebanon is a free and sovereign state and has the right to host whoever it wants on its territory, he says, adding that were it not for the generosity of Iran, his people would have suffered a lot more. Analysts say the trip is Iran's way of sending a clear message and reminder of how much influence it has in the region, especially to the United States.
Now, of course, that usually is portrayed to mean that the Iranians are going to warn how much trouble they can cause. But the flip side of the Iranian message has always been, especially in recent years, look how much good we can do. Look how much influence we have to help restrain things.
This is the view from the newly opened park in South Lebanon. The lush green on the other side of the border is Israel. And right at its doorstep, the Iranian flag flutters from the top of a replica of the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, built with Iranian cash. The manager of the park was saying that it was the residents of the area who actually decided to call this the Garden of Iran to express their gratitude for the one nation they say stood behind them the most. Guard posts stand on each side of a paintball arena that looks more like a military training camp, also overlooking Israel, a spot that Ahmadinejad could visit as well. As last-minute touches are being put on the map of Iran in the park, analysts say this visit is yet another move by the Persian powerhouse towards redrawing the geopolitical map of the Middle East. Arwa Damon, CNN, Marun Arras, South Lebanon.